You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Yeah, I make a lot of videos sometimes. I be into so much shit. I gotta make my shit work. Hey, you guys gotta excuse me for 1 second. My bad, I usually had this water in here with me, but I didn't have this, so I had to go get some. Listen, today is going to be a serious conversation. All my conversations are serious, but, you know, today is a little different, and I'm going to suggest that you just pay attention, because, you know, when I get serious, I be talking about things of the world. Now, what I want to talk about is what makes a strong man. I mean, there's a lot of shit people claim that's going to make you a man. Confidence is a big part of it. But that's not what I'm talking about today. In reality, all the bullshit today that's, you know, going on about raising kids, about how to be a good person, you know, about parenting, you know, parents, you know, communicating with the kids, blah, blah, blah. You know, that stuff, I mean, it is true. You need that. But the way they're emphasizing it, you're not actually understanding. See, everything you need to do, everything they're talking about that you need to do, you can do it with technology, which is what it's all about with them, because they want to sell you something. I want to tell you what makes a strong man. But in order to tell you that, I got to give a tribute to my mother. I'm telling you, she's gone. She's been gone for a few years. And of all the angels in heaven, there is only one who can sit next to God. It's only one person who was Christian enough to be able to sit at the side of his throne to finish serving him. There was only one person in my life, I swear to God, who never wavered in her belief. I would see ministers smoking and drinking and all kind of shit. I'm telling you, my mom believed Christ was the answer to all problems on earth. She said it many times. I'm like a tree standing in the water, and I shall not be moved. My roots are too deep. I believe too truly. I'm on my way to heaven, and I shall not be moved. She used to say that to us. All the time. There's only one person who kept 10% and gave 90%.
to the church. I used to hate that. You know, there was only one person who had rummage sales would make shit $3,000 because I used to be the bank and count for. But what I'm saying, she would have rummage sales, cookie sales, dinners. She made quilts for like 50 years. And she made thousands of dollars doing this and gave every penny to the church that she supported. I mean, my mama, Lena Mae Dixon, I'm telling you, was a genuine believer, a Christian. Even though she gone, I can do the shit I do because she rubbed so deeply off on me. I'm a fanatic, just like she was. I'm a seriously dedicated person, just as she was. When I do something that reminds me of her, I look in the mirror and I can see her all over me. I'm loyal to my friends to my own detriment, just as she was. And I believe my beliefs will carry me through my life till its end safely, just as she did. My mother was so serious about not supporting anything that was about sinning that if the grocery store was closed and we needed a loaf of bread and the only place to get it was the liquor store, guess what? We went without it till morning because she wouldn't support a liquor store. I mean, it's because of my mom. My dad, too. Now, don't get me wrong. My dad was a monster. But I'm talking about my mom right now. It's because of her that I'm the lion of a man I am. If you think about it, a lion is always a lion, even when he's tamed. You see, because of both of my parents, I'm like a lion. And I'm that way all the time. Lions can only be tamed to a certain extent. So when I left the game, I was wild. But I wanted to become a legitimate square. I went to work and I allowed the world to semi-sedate me so I could take it. Lions aren't afraid of elephants or any other bigger beasts. And even though there may be some beast that can kill a lion, you can't tell a lion that. And if that beast gets the tag in that ass of the lion, his fucking pride is gonna jump that motherfucker. What's my point? And I'm gonna get to my point when I start talking about how to be a man, but my point is a lion maintains the natural order of life as they know it to be. And I strive to do the same thing. Therefore, a lion, just as a man that determines his own destiny, will always be a king. See, I had to relearn the natural order for peaceful coexistence with women and other people. Have you learned that little bit of information? All of you guys are really missing the big picture. The reason for all this is technology eliminates your having to think. You can believe what you want to believe, but I bet you you're going to Google what to believe first. Technology provides answers without you even giving thought to the question. Technology has no emotion, and it's turning you all into people who don't want to get emotionally involved in anything. Anything you choose to do, you want to stay detached from it. You guys want to be men, but you don't want to get your feelings hurt, so you use the computer. Same for the women who do this shit. Same for online dating in general. If you motherfuckers don't watch out, You're going to be that shit you see on TV, you know, about cyborgs and all that shit. I ain't paranoid. I'm not. I just know technology provides a path to not exercise your mind. Think about this, man. Any genius thinks of his shit. He don't go to the computer and ask the computer to come up with some shit for him. Any genius thinks about shit first, and after the shit get too big for him, he might start putting it in notes and all this shit, little pads or, I mean, little papers here and there. And after that, he put the shit in the computer. And he only doing that to see if the computer comes up with what he thought. See, dudes today, people today, they just put shit in the computer without thinking and expect the computer to do the thinking for them. This is what's killing you. This is what's denying you what you want. When we were kids, I'm being honest, I can't even remember saying I love you to my parents. I can't even remember it. Now, I'm sure I can't remember them saying I love you to us, but I'm sure they fucking, you know, loved us. And what I'm saying is when we were little babies and on up to we 3 or 4, we heard that shit all the time from moms, but not pops. Now, I'm talking about the boys, the girls, our sisters. Hell, pops used to let them sit on his knee and all that stuff and, oh, man, do stuff that we didn't even pay attention to it. We didn't think as boys that it was different. We didn't think that he loved the girls better than he loved the boys. But he never would touch us unless he was beating our ass. Now, the thing that we used to hear about the future back then was the future was going to be so much better because of all the advances we were beginning to make. Now, we used to have phones that did not come out of the wall. Otherwise, you have a long cord that could go all over the house. You could walk around the house talking and all that shit, but it is hooked up to the wall. You can't take it away from the wall. Now, I'm sure you know what analog is and probably how it works. But you don't know really how it works. You know the explanation of it working. Shit. I remember when we used to take 50 cents and buy a hamburger, soda, and a drink for lunch at school. I remember when my pops owned the gas station and the gas was 19 cents a gallon. See, my point is the future is here now. Every single day you're living in a futuristic ideas being realized. Now think of this, back in 1983, I think it was, the only people who had car phones were lawyers, doctors, very important CEOs, and pimps. I bought a Motorola Pulsar 2 for my double R. And I paid $4,200 to get it installed. It was the flyest phone you could get. And it only had 13 channels. You don't even have channels now. You have unlimited ways to get in contact via your phone. But back then, there was only 13 channels. And you'd have to scan until a channel opened up. And when you found it, you have to speak to an operator to connect you to the phone number. Now, back then, scientists and inventors was talking about, there's going to come a time where you're going to see people walking around with phones in their pocket. And we, you know, me, Shantae, we hear that shit crack up, man. Them motherfuckers sure want to be fly, don't they, Mike? You know, we be on the phone talking in our cars. But what I'm saying is this shit that we was doing was here now, but it was called the car phone. But what they was saying was they was going through technology, make phones so small and so inexpensive that everyone can have one and carry it around in their pocket. We just would crack up at that shit because we just couldn't see it. We couldn't see them because back then, if you wanted to carry a phone, you had to get a it was a briefcase phone. You know, technology is such that what you think of is old by the time it gets to the market these days. But back then, they had the Motorola with 3 channels, 5 channels, 7 channels, 9 and 13, all those different phones. But they were all basically the same. And the improvement was getting new, more channels. not the technology, not what's really there. Just you can get more channels. So what I'm saying is, if you wanted to carry a phone back then, you would have to have a briefcase phone. And that goddamn briefcase phone weighed about 40 pounds, 50 pounds. And you'd have to carry that motherfucker around. And when you wanted to make a call,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lift that baby up, put it on the goddamn counter and, you know, use it like a phone. Now, all of that shit is just attention-grabbing shit for a pimp, motherfucker. But for a doctor or whatever, they really needed that shit. Now, I'd rather do things analog stuff made you do, because you had to use your motherfucking head. You had to think to do whatever you was using. Now, if I was in therapy, that fucking therapy would blame all I just said as why I was crazy or a rapist. Because without that parental love, according to therapists, you're subject to have a horrible life. I didn't need my parents to tell me that they loved me. That's the weak shit dudes today need. These dudes today don't understand that when we was coming up, we had big shit against us. So our parents wanted strong adults, not kids. We had to grow up very early. See, technology invents a recorder to record someone telling you they love you. They do that so your weak ass can stay weak and need that shit. It was understood that families had to love you. They had to love one another. I don't think I told my parents I loved them until I was grown. And I might have said it on holidays and Christmas and all that shit. But just to say I love you, we didn't do that shit. Especially to my pop. Back in the day, shit was understood. And once you understood it, it was ingrained in you. And once it was ingrained in you, you could go off in the world and you had this basic knowledge of self in you. We had to be strong. We had to be strong. So back in the day, everything was understood because you couldn't really say shit in front of Peck of Woods. So we had to be strong, and we didn't need I love you. We had to be strong so we could live in this country. We was raised knowing damn well we can't joke around with our parents, nor could we question anything they said. And they never asked us to do shit. They told us to do it. The only time other than holidays we ever laughed or joked with my father was if it was in the evening and we was all watching the Flintstones. He loved them motherfuckers, that and Jackie Gleason, the Honeymooners. See, technology has taken the closeness of being together and watching a television program away. You know, they've replaced it with violence and sex that have slowly been introduced to you motherfuckers, and now that's all you guys can think about. They doing that shit so you motherfuckers that's introverted, you're going to become fully introverted. And what are you going to do? You're going to go buy artificial intelligent women. You're going to go buy AI women that you can program, and you're going to program them. You're going to program her to do and say what you want to hear. And you're going to program her and do, I mean, excuse me, you're going to program her to do what you want her to do as far as how she walk and all of this stuff. You're going to fully believe you're keeping in touch with technology, and it's cool. That's all you're going to need to know. See, what you aren't realizing is you're all getting away from reality. Your parents don't need to tell you they love you. They take care of your ass for a gang of years before you can even do anything. You're supposed to know your parents love you. Pops didn't have to tell me he loved me or hugged me. I can always remember him saying to my sisters, "Come here, daughter," and hug my neck. He would show them a little love, but they was girls. Technology is pushing you guys to becoming asexual. That way, you'll be able to buy two or three women with AI, and you'll also have two or three men with AI. See, you won't care. You will be asexual at that point. It won't matter to you. You only want to experiment, and they're not real. So I'm not really gay. I know, man. I'm paranoid in my old age. Brother, there was a distinct difference in how you raised girls and how you raised boys back then. All of us was totally scared of our parents because they would, simply put, beat the shit out you if you did anything that didn't represent the family's name. See, they forced you to buckle to authority. Not because they was mean or didn't love you or us. They did it because of where we live and where we came from. We live in America. Long as white people make the laws, you can bet you're going to be victimized if you get into a situation and think that American shit going to work for you. And if you get into some shit and think that American shit going to work for you, you nuts. I think the way our parents, most of y'all's grandparents and great-grandparents raised us, is the correct way to raise kids. When you raise kids with specifics, you raise kids that have a very good chance of becoming true adults. Back then, the parents' belief in raising strong kids stemmed from their direct interaction with a goddamn racist world. And they knew what we'd become if we ever got weak. We so weak now, due to technology, a son or daughter can fall out with their parents and cuss them out. The parents allow you to bring contraband into their homes with full knowledge of the fact. Man, I did that, but if my mother or father would have knew it, they would have killed me before they kicked me out the house. Parents today talk about shit with their kids, discuss it. That builds disrespect if it continues. That makes them think they can tell you something. And this is because we stopped being the strong people my kind of parents raised. And we stopped that because of you sitting in front of PlayStation and escaping from reality. Technology is not good the way we use it. Technology is the future. And we're using the most advanced technology ever. So what's so hard to believe about me saying the future is here, right now? You motherfuckers got to learn to live like responsible people and stop adopting all this elitist bullshit, philosophical nonsense about how to raise kids, about how to interact with women, about how to be a man. Stop going for everything technology. The more you adopt that shit, the more you're going to see kids as we see them. They are getting more out of control. They're getting more out of control than ever. And the police is waiting to shoot them dead. You better start thinking about this shit if you want your family tree to keep growing. This is mad shit. I talk about a lot of shit, but sometimes something come across my mind and I write something serious about it. And this was serious. I basically just wrote this. And I'm very serious about it. I'm not talking about my confidence course. I'm not talking about none of that shit now. I'm talking about what really separated black people. What really made black people black. I'm telling you, everything's been robbed from us. And we don't even think to do the things our parents did. All we think to do is the bullshit that these Peckerwoods think to do. Let me tell you something about technology. Technology came about, not came about, but as far as in the 60s, there was very little technology. You know, and they wanted to answer the phone, or they wanted to do this, or they wanted to do that. They invented something to do it for them. They invented something to do it for them. And once they invented it, they mass produced it. And if you can answer the phone or the phone can answer itself, that's cool to you. But back then, shit, I don't care how many friends I had. I knew all their numbers in my head. I didn't even have a phone book. But once I got to dealing with technology, motherfucker don't even know his daughter's phone number. Why? Because you can just press one and she gonna fucking... it's going to dial for you. That little bit of thought right there is very important. But we stopped doing it. We stopped doing the little things that kept us sharp. And I just want to get back to it, bro. That's why I spit this shit. That's why I'm very serious about this shit, because I know shit that y'all don't know, and it ain't got nothing to do with the streets. It got something to do with the times. Any of you motherfuckers under 30 years old don't have a clue. Any of you motherfuckers under 40 barely have a clue. And a motherfucker under 50, that's when everything started going bad. So he might not know. You got to be 60 or 70 years old to remember the shit I'm talking about. This is real shit. We had to dodge bullets to grow up. Because that Peckerwood was there to take you out. Back then, it was worse than it. Actually, back then, it was like Trump trying to get it right now. Trump trying to get it back to fuck everybody. But back then, that's how I was. Fuck niggas, fuck Mexicans, fuck Chinamans, fuck everybody except white people. And everything they was doing was to get you to be like them. Otherwise, they kids say, fuck you, mom. You know, and you don't, they don't slap them. They just say, go to the corner or whatever. One of us said that we get the shit slapped out of us, then get our ass whooped. Yeah. But see, white people say that's wrong. But when we go to the store, man, I wish you would act up at the store with my mama. She gonna beat you like ain't nobody in there but you and her. Yeah, but people say that's fucked up. Yeah, but that's why them fucking nigga kids always was proper in the store. Only these days do you see, you don't really see it, but you do see it sometimes. Little black motherfuckers falling out in the store pouting. But you see it all the time with little Pepperwoods. And it was really bad back then. What I'm saying is they invent shit so that they don't have to take care of the kid. And the kid takes care of himself with the doggone invention. Now, the invention is whatever it is to distract him, to keep him occupied, whatever. But what are you occupying his mind with? He not going outside learning how to stay out the way of cars and bicycles and all that shit. He's sitting on the couch fucking learning whatever this goddamn game is about. Man, we gotta get out of that. You motherfuckers that's 20 years old, having kids, having sons, man, you got to get out of that. My daughter, 23 years old, and I just bought her a PS4. I ain't with that. You ain't occupying your time with that bullshit. Now, I know she was doing it at her friend's house, but I'm not promoting it here. Go be with your friends. Shit. I want you to use your mind. I want you to use your thoughts, not my thoughts, not the computer thoughts. Your honest thoughts. If you do that, you will have answered for yourself what makes a strong man. Because what makes a strong man is a thinking man. A man that don't stop thinking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.